Almost every child comes down with respiratory syncytial virus, known as RSV, in the first couple of years of life, according to Dr. James Crowe. While most people in America recover easily, RSV kills about 1 million children around the world each year.
The interesting thing about this virus is that it not only likes to grow in the nose and cause a common cold, but it tends to spread to the lower airways into the lungs and causes pneumonia. And when children get pneumonia in the first year of life, that can be a dangerous situation.
Crowe and chemist David Wright are researching the use of so-called quantum dots to create an early detection system for RSV.
These are tiny little metal particles made from cadmium or zinc or other types of substances, and we were able to link detecting molecules for viruses onto these dots and in the lab use the dots to find the presence of the virus very, very rapidly.
Early detection of RSV will help physicians avoid the inappropriate prescribing of antibiotics for a virus and increase the use of antiviral medications during the early part of the illness. Crowe hopes this use of nanotechnology can be applied to other viruses as well.
One of the goals that we have also is not only to detect one virus, the one that's the most common, but to develop a panel of quantum dots so that we could mix them sort of in a cocktail and use them to detect the most common 5 or 6 viruses.
I'm Marie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.